Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Good day to you. This is Molly McCord, and thank you for joining me for our regular gatherings and discussions about the astrology of right now. Today is January 28th, 2019, and we're going to be talking about the energies right now that are working with us on some collective levels. And I titled this show Collective Energy Field Advancements because there is a significant push in energies at this time, a push for each of us, but also a collective push, an opportunity, an invitation to see what is happening on both a grander level and a deeper level. So I'm going to talk about that in today's show, and we will look at what may be also showing up in your chart, what you might be noticing or feeling with this interesting lineup of energies. And I hope that it helps you pinpoint the bigger picture of what's unfolding, because that can always help our mental selves, our conscious selves, our emotional and spiritual selves as well. So we'll take a look at that. And then a few things to share with you, too, is that we now have a place to gather weekly to talk about the transits in your chart. And this is a new class that I'm offering. It's live every Wednesday with the replay available right after. And it's a 30-minute class that talks about the important transits of right now. I teach on a screen so you can see a chart. You are asked to bring your natal chart with transits to the class and in order to figure out what is some key areas of your life that are experiencing deep healing, deep change, deep evolution, all kinds of things. And this is a class devoted to transits. So it is more intermediate level. It requires that you do understand the basics of astrology, meaning you already understand astrological signs, planets, houses, and aspects. And now you want to know what's going on in your chart right now. Transits are what we use for one-on-one astrology sessions as well. So it's a bit like just following your own transits, becoming your own astrologer, becoming aware of what's going on in your chart. So you'll find out more about that beneath this show. It's called the Weekly Astrology Transits Class, and you can also find out more on my websites, mollymccord.online or consciouscoolchic.com. So at this time, we have a really potent, I'm going to call it potent energy in the sky, and it's a lineup of planets in the outer astrological signs. And let me give you a quick rundown of what those are. We currently have Jupiter and Venus in Sagittarius, although Venus will be moving into Capricorn, but Jupiter is going to stay in Sag most of 2019. So this is the fire energy. Then we have Pluto and Saturn in Capricorn, earth energy. We now have the Sun and Mercury in Aquarius, air energy, and then we have Neptune and Chiron in Pisces, water, and then we continue on to find Mars and Uranus in Aries, fire. We have this energy of alignment here that's affecting us at all elemental energies and different places in our energy fields. It's affecting our spiritual growth and sense of where we want to go, fire. It's affecting our physical bodies and our daily world, our daily reality, earth. It's affecting our mental, cerebral energies and what we're understanding is possible, air, and it's affecting our intuitive and emotional selves with how we're meant to process, release, and transmute water. Four different energies in our energy fields are active right now. And this is an energy of moving into a new phase of humanity's evolution and really understanding the bigger picture of it all. Understanding how we're in a cycle of energies that are taking us to new places, new advancements, new areas of being in our bodies, in our emotions, in our spiritual self, in our mental selves, combining all of these and being on the planet, in the physical body. And this is how we move the earth forward, move the experience of what it means to be human forward. Because as we each mature in our egoic selves, when we release the false ego, the false identities, the false self of, say, self-importance or arrogance, some of the lower egoic energies, which are associated with fire signs. Fire signs, with too much fire, you have to make sure you're not a blowtorch that's scorching everything. With too much water, it can feel like you're drowning. It can feel like you're overwhelmed by the emotional body or the emotional experience. With too much earth, it can feel like there's always more to do, that you're never done working. With all the earth, you can feel like a workhorse. And with too much air, it can feel like you're not able to get grounded. You're in your head too much. You're floating away. Your mind doesn't stop. The mind doesn't stop. And so at this time, we have all four elements active within us to help us come into a new place of resonance within ourselves, a new place. I'm feeling it as like deeper breathing that grounds you and allows you to connect with the four elements, the four energy fields, and to see that now is a time of the energies in your life in a whole new way. There's a lot of newness in the sky. There's a lot of new potentials. Even if you don't feel it or see it yet, there's new potentials emerging that are birthing. There's new connections being made. And so this lineup of energies is important right now, especially with the sun now in Aquarius. I realize I didn't say the moon. That's because of how fast the moon moves. But at this time when I'm doing this podcast, the moon is in Scorpio. So the moon is going to come through and activate each planet on your emotional body. It's going to come through and make that conjunction to Jupiter, then Venus, then Saturn, then Pluto, and so on, as it moves through these last four energies in the astrological wheel. So we have this activation in place right now as we transition from January to February that's asking you to be fully in alignment with all aspects of your being to make sure you're not too spiritual and you're not grounded enough, or that you're not too much in your head and you've lost track of your emotional self, or you're not too in your emotions and you've lost track of your ego, or you're not too in your ego and you've lost track of your mental self. You see what I mean? It's like you could take all these pieces, and if normally they're scattered too thin, there's this energy of bringing them all back together in a way that has a balance, that has a sense of stability, that has a sense of these are areas of my life that each matter. They're each advancing. They're each advancing. And so we can also feel like, well, where do I focus? Where do I concentrate? If all these energies are active in the cosmos, if all four elements are alive, what do I do or focus on? Or where's the priorities? Well, right now we have more fire in the sky than the other elements. So that would be one way to look at your priorities, to look at where you are taking action, where you are honoring who you are now. There's a sense of gusto and strength with the fire signs, and yet it isn't going to get too far out of control because the earth signs bring us back down to earth and give us a reality check, and the air signs require that we think things through. So with the sun and Mercury now in Aquarius, and they are conjunct, they are traveling together, there's a sense that there are new ideas coming through. There's new understandings. There's new ways of seeing what you didn't see before because this is a higher peak. Aquarius takes us to a higher place in the energy field. So what the visual I'm getting is that when you look at the Earth and you see it, you know, spinning in space, and then you look at it energetically and see the energy grid or a matrix around the globe, it's Aquarius that gives us that vantage point of the observer. Aquarius is the observer. It's a scientist. It's looking at what's happening. What's the data? Let's think about this. Let's think about this differently. Let's look at this in a new way. So our mental bodies are highly activated right now with this connection point of the sun and Mercury. They are going to be exactly conjunct this week, and they are really activating. It's interesting. They're activating more in our mental body's cerebral advancement because every personal planet has a higher octave planet. So let me explain what this means. The personal planets are Mercury, Venus, and Mars, and they are associated with our humanness, with our human qualities. Venus is human love, human relationships, a human value. Mercury is human mind, human logic, how we think, how we process information. Mars is your human body, your human will, your human ego. Now, each of these planets has a higher octave, which is basically a companion energy in an outer planet. The higher octave of Mercury is Uranus. The higher octave of Venus is Neptune. The higher octave of Mars is Pluto. So the higher octave planets are universal. Okay, so Uranus is universal intelligence, the universal mind. Neptune is universal love, universal compassion. And Pluto is universal will, universal evolution. So Mercury and Uranus, when they connect, it's electrifying because then you have the human mind receiving the superpower of Uranus, the cosmic mind, universal intelligence. And because Mercury is currently in Aquarius right now, Aquarius is ruled by Uranus in modern astrology and traditional astrology. Aquarius is ruled by Saturn, so many astrologers believe they are co-rulers. But at this time, Mercury in Aquarius is activating the higher octave of the human mind. So the human mind is elevated in Aquarius to see something at that higher vantage point, that observer, that detached, that what do I see now that I couldn't see in my humanness? So whenever Mercury is activated by Aquarius or Uranus energies, it rises up out of its limited human self and reaches up into a higher energy field, a higher vibration, a higher place of seeing, observing, participating. That's why it's also associated with quantum energies, the quantum field, quantum understandings, what's bigger than me that my humanness can't always see. But now that I am in Aquarius, I can see it in a bigger way. So Venus, I'm going to continue on with these higher octaves. When Venus is in a sign, she's experiencing the human energy. And then when she comes in contact with Neptune, Neptune is the higher octave of Venus, and she raises her up. She opens up that field of compassion, of universal love. She opens up her unconditional love. She reminds her that you're not just a human being with your human heart. You're connected to the cosmic heart. Neptune is the cosmic heart. It's that sense of everything is love, and I am connected to everything. So Venus and Neptune are raised up. So Venus, she raises up when she is in Pisces, and she also gets raised up when she makes a connection to Neptune. And then we have Mars that's associated with the human ego, the human will, the human desire, what you want to go for, what you want to put your energy towards, your drive, you know, your sense of I'm going to do this. And Mars is also about the human body and how we take care of our physical self and how we are in a body, in our physical self. Well, the higher octave of Mars is Pluto, which is the cosmic will, the evolutionary desire, the desire of your soul to grow and to expand beyond what your humanness can see, beyond the ego, because the ego supplies and supports our human self. The healthy energy of Mars and of the ego is that it gives us confidence. It's like, this is me. This is who I am. I'm going to show up. I'm going to be strong in myself. I'm going to understand how to use my body or how to use my gifts. I'm going to be good in me. The other energies, of course, go into the competition or the arrogance or the desire to outdo others. But that Pluto energy then raises Mars up and says, Mars, step into your soul's power. Don't just rely on your human power. Step into your soul's power and to what is possible when you harness the bigger energies. And that's how Pluto is the higher octave of Mars. So we have these energies now that are asking us to not only be aware of our humanness, but our cosmicness, our ability to be more than this self-identity, more than your I am self, and to be more than what you are right now in this moment, to understand how you're connected to these bigger forces. And with this lineup right now of planets in Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, and then Aries, there is a movement forward. There's this push forward because fire is movement. And so there's this sense of I got to go into this new part of myself that is new. And because it's new, it can be uncertain. I can have doubts. I can have insecurities. I can be vulnerable. But there's this cosmic push, my friend, that is showing us how it's needed because of where humanity is going and growing, of where we can't stay where we've been. And sometimes we understand that growth is necessary through pain or heartbreak or anything that tears down what we built up or anything that takes away what we loved or anything that destroys what we put so much into. And I think it's just part of our human experience that that's how we learn at times or that's how we know it's time to go or that's how we understand that there's something else that we're meant to step into or step towards. I'm feeling like there's a lot here right now that is that cosmic push of you can't go back and you know you don't want to. And you're moving into these new parts of yourself that maybe you just felt or thought about. And now you know it's time. And it's a bit like getting the image of being on a stage and you've been behind the curtain and all of a sudden the curtain goes up and you're like, oh my goodness, I guess it's time. It's happening. It's now. It's showtime. And it was like so comfortable to be behind that curtain or it was so comfortable to be backstage. And now it's okay. I have to be me. I have to be who I am, and I can't hold it back for these people. I can't wear this mask. I can't fit in this small, tiny box. I can't pretend. I can't, right? And those are all the messages that are telling you, you know you can't do that anymore, and that it's too painful. And you're done with the pain of it, or you're done with the holding yourself back. And now there's this urgency even of the self-responsibility of saying, this is who I am. This is where I'm going. This is what I want. And all of this is part of the awakening experience. All of this is part of what we do when we move forward into new parts of ourselves, is that typically, I should say, I'm saying typically because it happens for many people, that what they thought was important to them, or what they thought or who they thought they were, all that falls apart. The job, the family stuff, or the relationships, or what you put time into developing or building, or you built it on one definition of your life. And at this time, new self definitions are coming through, and they have been since 2011. And between 2012 and 2015, a lot was tested. A lot was tested where maybe you thought it was going to be one thing, and then nope, that fell apart. Or you thought it was going to be this, it's definitely this, and then nope, that was over. Or you thought, okay, that's fine, I'm strong enough, I can keep going, it's this, nope, sorry. So we had these 3 years of the testing, 2012, 2015, and then it takes time to recover from all that, and then it's something connects, right? And then something's like, okay, yes, this is it for me, I'm going to do this. And then it also maybe disintegrates, or it evolves, or it falls down, it collapses, it's over. All of these are showing you the different ways you are powerful to create. But it doesn't feel like that when you're going through it. It doesn't feel powerful at all. It feels the opposite. It feels like the difficulty, the struggle, the pain, the uncertainty, the doubts, the grief, or the anger and the hurt, I mean, on and on, right? All these things come up through the years of showing you your power. And what I'm feeling now is how we're meant to let all that just continue to wash through us. Let it wash through you, almost like literally standing under a shower. And the water doesn't go over your body, it goes through your body, it goes through your cells, it goes through, and you release any of the, I'm hearing blood clots, I'm hearing, I'm feeling heart energy, heart palpitations, I don't know if it's a heart attack. It's like heart energy, where what was in your heart, or what you thought was in your heart, or it's a collapsed heart. These are just the energies I'm seeing. It's all meant to wash through you, my friend. Wash it out where you don't clutch it. You don't cling to it. You don't grasp onto it. You allow it to move through you, and you allow it to be flushed out. Again, I'm seeing like cellular flushing and lactic acids flushing, and anything where there hasn't been enough circulation. Sometimes when the muscles or blood vessels don't get enough oxygen, they tighten, or it's stagnant blood, right? It's stagnant energy. It's just meant to flush. There's meant to be movement. Like, let it all move out of you, and to not take it personally, or to not hold on to what's leaving. And this is definitely a purging, but I feel it at different levels for different people. And it's about this past decade. I'm actually hearing since 2011, so I'm rounding up. So since 2011 to 2019, it's a flushing out of these energies that have been constricted and restricted within us, because for so long we thought we had to be in certain roles, in certain professions, in certain places for the family. We thought we had to take on other stuff. We thought like I'm getting the image of things being absorbed into the skin of like, okay, I'll take that on. Okay, I'll fix that for you. Okay, I'll carry that. Okay, I'll be responsible for that. Okay, I'll do this. I'll show up. I'll take care of what needs to get done. And I'm feeling like so many things now, it's like what you absorbed in, it has to be flushed out because it wasn't ever meant to stay permanently. It wasn't meant to stay permanently. And a lot of it was out of survival. I'm hearing a lot of it was out of karmic energies. I'm hearing a lot of it was actually out of family stories around what it means to be a certain person in the world, whether that was this is how you take care of people, this is how you provide, or this is how you show up, or this is the role, or this is the mask, or this is like everyone else's stuff, or what you perhaps unconsciously thought was you. You thought, well, this is me because this is what feels right at this time. But what I'm hearing from Spirit is that we needed to have different experiences to see the different colors of our own light, to see the different colors of your own light, your own energy, to understand, oh, I could do this or I could do that. I was capable of this, and when this was hard, I got back up. When this was tough, I figured it out. When I didn't know the answer, it showed up. So what I'm seeing now is this visual of this past decade representing a game board, like the game of life. The game of life. And okay, the game of life was I rolled the dice and I had this situation. I had this job experience. I had this marriage. I had this partnership. I had this family dynamic. And then you roll the dice again and you keep going. And so I feel like what this past decade has been about for so many people, it's given you all of these experiences to draw from, yes, to understand as just an experience, meaning to not overly attach, to not overly identify with your ego. Now, we do that at times, especially when you've achieved something, when you have a status, when you have a sense of accomplishment, when you've put in a lot of time and you have the expertise. Those parts will stay with you that are truly you. But you might find that most things get filtered out. And, you know, something you did in 2015, you're like, I would never do that again, or I'm not interested in that again, or I have no interest in that profession, or I have no interest in that situation. It's like there's been this big change going on that we can't deny. And what I feel is that so many people who listen to this show, who are interested in astrology or other wisdom tools, as Alan Oken, the astrologer Alan Oken calls them, wisdom tools, who are understanding of energies and of humanity's advancement, it's like one question is, why has it been so hard? Why has life been so hard? And I've heard that from many clients over the years. Why has it been so hard these past few years? And it's because of where we're going, and that we need people who have been through the tough times. We need your experiences to support and help more people who are coming through the ranks, if you will, who are coming through next with their big life changes. Because the energy unfolds in waves. And when you look at the ocean, there's not just one wave. And if there is, that means it's a tsunami, and that's horrible. It's not just one wave, right? It's like many waves. The waves are continual. The waves keep coming. The waves show up, and they're meant to be that ongoing energetic disbursement that allows us to integrate what we need. And so you are part of a wave of people that went through some big things, and now you're going to help other people. And there's going to be more waves of people coming and more waves, right? And so there's this ongoing movement of energy, and you're part of a wave. If you're familiar with Dolores Cannon's work, she talks about the waves through volunteers. And so I feel it at a the waves are then dispersed into other waves where there's different specialties, different focus, different intentions, different soul growth. And so it's part of this wave that's moving us forward. I also feel this part of the Neptune and Pisces energy. Neptune and Pisces is showing us what to let go of and what's complete. Neptune is only halfway through. In fact, it's almost to 15 degrees of Pisces. It's at 14 degrees, 49 minutes as I do this show. So we're deeply healing because Pisces gets to the soul healing, the spiritual. How do I turn this back into love? How do I understand that this is truly meant to be a lesson in love for self, a lesson in love for others, and yet I'm only in control of my human self. I'm only in control of my own energy field. I can't carry their energy. I can't be responsible for others. There's a sense here that when you do your work, it advances along humanity more than you know. Okay. So if you've ever been driving on a highway, any freeway, take your pick. It wasn't that freeway, right? It had to be built. And so you go back in time like, well, what? How did this freeway start? How did this highway begin? It probably started as a dirt path. It probably started as feet walking on the earth to go somewhere. And then it was more well-traveled, and then it got more traffic, and then there were horses, and then there were, you know, and by the way, before there were human feet, there were probably animal feet on that path. So that's a visual of what this is. We're on an energy path, and we're the bare feet, maybe. Although I think we're further along than that. I don't think we're the bare feet on this path at all. I think that's been happening for decades now, and now it's a paved road, and it's getting more traffic, and it's moving along with more people, and pretty soon, it's going to be even more people, and it's going to be, I'm just feeling like it's going to have that energy of the fast-moving freeway, the fast-moving highway, but when you're one of the first or pioneers to go on a path, you're just creating it as you go, and the energies right now are go forward, keep going, and to bring all of your energy with you, fire, earth, air, water, bring all of yourself with you. Do not leave behind anything for anybody else. That disbursement of your energy won't serve you. Bring it all with you. And the Mars and Uranus and Aries energy, right now at this time here between January and February, are birthing the new energies, are birthing and providing us with confidence to keep marching, if you will, to keep going forward. And to trust what is truly you, to not hold this back, to not hold it back, because I'm feeling like there are more and more people who are going to be looking for understanding and solutions, and they might not have a certain language, or they might not call it certain terms, But that's how we meet people on this path, is that we might not all speak the same language, but we can understand the same things energetically. We can figure it out through different ways of communicating. And I'm feeling like that's part of this Mercury in Aquarius, is how can I communicate at a higher level, at a higher way? And how can I do so for the best and benefit of all? So these energies right now, helping you advance into the new chapter, the new territory, the new places in your life that you've been working on for a while. And you can feel that too. You can feel like, well, I've been working on this for years and years. But there's a sense now of ownership, of stepping into something in a new way. And I'm feeling like going back to that game board of your life, that's also a Sun and Mercury in Aquarius viewpoint of the observer. And you're just looking at it now. Like, you're not on the game board. You're just looking at it. Oh, I had this experience, and oh, wow, I had this, and I went through this, and this was a really dark passage, or this was really scary. And you are meant to see it as these experiences that taught you more about yourself and your choices. Discernment, self-respect, personal evolution, where you can't go back to any previous versions of yourself. The other thing I'm hearing is how there have been times when you would only get so far on the game board and then you would die, and then you would be done, you know, game over, because of where the consciousness and energy was at on the planet. And this is a time of, well, I think I've lived 18 lifetimes in one life so far, and you're still going. Energizer Bunny, that's still going. There's a sense that there's still really important things to do. There's still really big things to do. And that can be the pull forward, because what I'm feeling is that after this energetic flush, okay, and of the taking the shower, but the shower runs through your energetic being. It washes away the remnants, debris, stagnation in all four energy fields, okay? It washes away earth, air, water, fire. It washes away these parts of yourself that you no longer want to carry, that aren't truly you. There is a sense of the birthing, right? The new space, the new energies, the new potential. But now I feel like there's a sense of there's a new alignment with who you truly are in the next decade going forward into the truer sense of self. And this helps in so many ways, because I feel like there it calms down. It calms down all four elements. So it calms down the fire of an overactive ego or a false sense of self. All of that vanishes. It calms down the earth energies of what do I have to do to be productive or to make a living or to have the life I want. It calms those down. It calms down the mind where you're not overthinking, you're not anxious, you're not trying to figure everything out on your own. And it calms down the emotional body and allows you to trust yourself. It's like this energy flush brings in these four, I'm going to call it four different downloads, that now supports who you truly are, supports your soul mission, your soul work, your true passion, your true desire. It gives you the clarity. It gives you the strength, because then it builds you up internally too. Like that shower washes out what's done, but then it allows this new space. And I'm feeling like effervescence. Have you ever looked at a bubble? And a bubble floating in the air can be very effervescent, and it has a tinge of a rainbow, right? It has a tinge of something clear and something beautiful. And there is a new energy coming in that supports who you really are, but you're not meant, oh, I'm hearing hate. You're not meant to hate who you were. You're not meant to be fighting or shaming who you were. No, because that is not what this is about. So again, this goes back to the higher octave energies. The higher octave of Mercury is Uranus. The higher octave of Venus is Neptune. The higher octave of Mars is Pluto. So when your humanness, your human Mercury, your human Venus, your human Mars is struggling or is entangled in something, go to that higher energy right now. And Uranus in Aries is saying you're meant to be yourself and you can't deny it and you know this. And this is where it will feel the most powerful because it's where your root chakra will feel safe, secure, and confident. When that Venus is feeling out of touch with others, when she doesn't feel taken care of, when she doesn't feel loved or seen, go up to Neptune. And that Neptune in Pisces is reminding her that you are love. You are always have access to spiritual love, unconditional love. You are always taken care of. You will always be provided when you trust, when you show up with your heart in the right place, when you're willing to receive, when you're willing to receive. And when that Mars is overactive and he's looking to take someone down or he's looking to fight and he's too much in his ego or he's arrogant or he's being a jerk, you got to go up to Pluto to calm him down, to say that's not even your power. That's not your power. Your power is when you are acting from a place that benefits all. And the Pluto in Capricorn is saying your power is in your integrity and your self-respect and in being an adult. To be mature and to know that you can go for exactly what you want when you act from those places within yourself. And then you'll have true direction. Then you'll have a true purpose and you'll be able to follow it. So right now, we're being activated to be these new versions of self that perhaps were only in the distance or only in your mind. Now I'm getting an image of dream messages, like if you've been receiving dream messages, dream validation and understanding of what you want to do, of what's possible, of the energies. Trust that. That's also the Chiron and the Pisces and Neptune. I'm sorry, in Pisces. Chiron and Neptune and Pisces. There you go. Good job, Molly. I spit it out. The other thing is to give your humanness, the fears, the worries, anxiety, the doubts, insecurities, anger, all of that over to the planets and Pisces. And you can mutate things. You can transmute them and change them in your dreams. You can go to sleep at night and ask for an issue to be solved. Ask for support. Ask for relief. Ask for change in your own energy field. Before you go to sleep, and see what transpires. See what transpires. Because when you initiate that change, when you say, I need this to shift, please help me, and you give it to spirit, God, universe, source, whatever you call it, when you ask for that support, it shows up every time. It's amazing. And that's on us to request that support, and it can really help to see something change in your dream state, or at least to wake up the next morning and feel relieved. And then you step into the ability to go forward and to keep going, which is the Aries energy right now of the new energy field, the new start, the initiation of what's next. So it's really a fascinating time in astrology with these planets lined up and ensuring we move forward, that the collective energy is moving forward, that we are advancing, that we're willing and able to do our part, that we're employing our free will and our choices to be aware, and that we're asking for support. I'm just hearing that it really is about clearing out this past decade so that you don't over-identify with anything that is expired or complete because of how we're going to continue to advance, grow, heal, and change into the next decade. And that part of that is stepping into yourself in an even truer way. An even truer way. So anything you can do right now to let go of anything that might be lingering, again, you want to listen to all four areas of your energy, physical body, spiritual self, emotional body, mental self, mental body, okay? All four elements there are being activated for release. And it's part of our assignment right now. Because as we do this for ourselves, it affects our energy field, which ripples out and it makes a bigger impact. So it matters. It definitely matters. Okay, friends, I believe that is it for today's show. Thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to speaking with you on Wednesday as we voyage forward. And then I also put on this show one of my books, The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness. There's a link below this show. And this is a book that talks about the experience of feminine growth that's internal, personal, private, emotional. It's very different than the hero's journey, of which Joseph Campbell, of course, brought to our awareness and consciousness. And the heroine's journey is the internal experience. So if you're moving through something, this book might be validating and supportive of what's coming up, the dark night of the soul, the things you have to surrender, what you have to let go of. So I just wanted to put that on your radar as a resource, because it has supported many people, and I just wanted to offer that in case you're looking for a way to understand how things are unfolding as well as what to look forward to. So thank you for joining me today. I'll be back here on Wednesday. So appreciate your connection, and wow, we're already towards the end of January. So the year is underway. Take good care, friends, and I'll talk with you soon. Bye-bye.